The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
After work drinks will look a little different for workers in WA's mining industry from today, with limits imposed under new FIFO booze rules. The universal policy has been rolled out for all mining and gas sites in the state and is part of a push to stamp out sexual harassment and assaults in the sector. Joining me now to walk us through it is Director of Policy and Advocacy at the Chamber of Minerals and Energy, Rob Carruthers. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Ben.
Okay, so tell us about these booze limits. What does it mean and what does it cover in practical terms?
Look, the launch of the guidelines today is an important milestone for the industry. I'd say at the outset that it's a guideline we're looking to apply across the Chamber of Minerals and Energy's membership. We represent a large proportion of the mining and energy sectors in Western Australia, but it won't apply from today. It's the launch of the guideline today, and what we'll be doing is supporting our many member companies and their workforces to transition to this arrangement. And really, it's a set of management expectations and education tools to promote a healthy and safe workplace. And that includes, in this instance, safe consumption of alcohol, which is a four-drink limit over a 24-hour period and really reflects where society as well as industry is heading in terms of moderation of alcohol intake.
And what has been the response from CME members so far?
Well, this is really a policy and a guideline that's been developed by our members with some insight from companies that have already transitioned to similar drink limits on site, and with the independent advice from a 360 Edge, which are specialist consultants in alcohol consumption and taking into account the most modern research into alcohol consumption. And I guess I'd highlight as well, it's been decades since the sector introduced drug and alcohol limits for turning up to work. Obviously, you need to be on zero alcohol in your system when you turn up to work. So the fact that we're looking to moderate consumption whilst off shift but on work sites is consistent with, I guess, the direction that industry is heading in.
Mm. And I read that that taking shots, like shots of alcohol, will be banned as well under the new guidelines. I didn't realise that sort of level of boozing was happening up on sites. Is that very prevalent?
I wouldn't say it's prevalent, no. I'd say it certainly exists in some settings, and this is really a step to stamp that out and encourage a moderation, as we say. And look, there's be a variety of options available from low and mid-strength alcohol options through to non-alcoholic beverages as well. And it's about creating an environment where workers can relax after a long shift and obviously eat some quality food options alongside alcohol if they choose to consume it and feel much better for themselves as a result of that and much safer as a collective on site.
Mm. And so what part of the industry are affected? Is it just FIFO sites or will it include the mining company's offices in the city?
So the guideline's been designed to apply to on-site accommodation facilities. So if you like wet messes on mine sites across the state. And again, I'll just reinforce that this is to be implemented over time, depending on the capacity and scale of the operator that's taking it on board. But it really demonstrates a commitment from CME's membership to move industry forward as a whole. And also, I guess there's example cases already where on oil and gas platforms, for example, there's a zero alcohol policy the whole time. So it will be implementable based on the operations size and scale and also the particular risk factors that exist on those operations.
Mm. And I read that things like conferences and other work-related functions could be looked at going forward to see if there was better behaviours that could be applied.
Yeah, look, I think in terms of the range of industry responses, we've had long discussed principles as a sector about how we behave outside and in work adjacent areas. Whether that be on mine sites or in city settings. There's a broader implementation plan that industry is working through at a national level with the Minerals Council of Australia and looking to implement a number of steps in and outside work for our sector. And this guideline represents just one of those, and with a specific focus on on-site accommodation facilities.
Mm. And we know, of course, that a lot of this has come from a reporting in The West Australian by my colleague, journalist Caitlin Rintoul, which exposed evidence of this widespread sexual assault and harassment in the resource sector. What else is being done to help curb this, and how confident are you that some of those things that we've seen exposed are going to be left in the past, and it's going to be a safer environment for women to work in going forward?
Absolutely confident. Industry is behind it 100% to stamp out any instances of sexual assault or harassment in the workplace. The industry is taking the parliamentary inquiry very seriously. The reporting that's been in many media outlets has been very concerning and absolutely unacceptable. So this is just one step and a really clear commitment from our industry to take practical steps where we can to address issues like this in the workplace, but also to ensure that workplaces are safe and healthy places for anyone to exist and work and grow a career. So this is one step. As I said, there's a much broader implementation plan that we're operationalising across the industry. We'll continue to improve. That'll include ongoing commitments from leadership, cultural programs, significant investment in physical infrastructure and the like around camp facilities, and guidelines such as this, so that we reflect both the fact that there's significant strides that have been made from larger companies to have the capacity to move quickly, and this is a commitment from industry to continue to improve and apply best practice widely across the industry in Western Australia.
Yep, you just love to see it, that's for sure. Director of Policy and Advocacy at the Chamber of Minerals and Energy, Rob Carruthers, thanks for joining us and sharing these insights on The West Live today.
You're welcome, Ben.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.